Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Tyler Boyd's headed to Nashville. He signed with the Titans for $4.5 million yesterday. And I know that's a name that really kind of evaporated around here over recent weeks, but, you know, the list is getting really short. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Penguins and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Where will that wide receiver come from? Better question, who'll be that wide receiver? Better question yet, are we really all that sure that they're going to get one? What I've got left after all of this, and after looking at that free agent list one final time, now that Boyd is scratched off of it, and he was really the one guy that I wanted, and even then I didn't want him that bad. I saw Boyd, and I said so, going back to 2 months ago, as someone who would come in and be more of a supplemental figure. Yes, he had a good productive season in Cincinnati. He was needed more than the Bengals might have expected him to be, but got the job done. Won't surprise anybody who knows Tyler. I've known him for a long time, and he would have fit in that role here as well, but he wasn't going to fit in the area of need that exists, at least as I see it. And that's for an impact playmaker. That's for somebody who can go out and get things done, win you games. The Bengals, respectfully to Tyler, have two of those, and he wasn't one of them. They have their Ja'Marr Chase. They have their T. Higgins. And the Steelers don't have that player. I love what I saw of George Pickens in the final month of the season. I love the versatility that he showed because I hadn't seen that previously, and that was really uplifting in and of itself. It could have been lazy to look at George over his initial year and change with the team and just characterize him as the one-trick pony, in large part because they only had him doing one trick under Matt Canada. But more's needed, and more's going to come. Look, I'm not about to make any sort of bold prediction or forecast or start dropping all kinds of exotic names, but here's the canvas that's in play right now. This wide receiver is going to come to Pittsburgh via trade. I don't see how anybody could dispute that right now. I really don't. There isn't about to be some miracle availability that comes, you know, with the June 1, June 2 cuts. You're not going to see that. It's going to take the Steelers talking to teams who have this type of player and who might have specific contract or salary cap constraints that they don't want to deal with for whatever reason, and they'd be more inclined to hear what you can offer them from a future standpoint. Steelers got that. They've got that. And if they want to go for a big, big name, a DK Metcalf, not to mention a big, big dude, if they want to go for Cortland Sutton because he and Russell Wilson played together and Sutton is a red zone guy, there are different prices to be placed on those types of players, but they're going to come away with one. And they're going to come away with one that isn't. See, this is what I love about drafting Roman Wilson, by the way, because you have someone who checks off at least some of the Deontay Johnson boxes. You have someone who, in fairness to Wilson, checks off boxes that Deontay doesn't, meaning he's physical, he likes to block, he doesn't have drops, isn't inclined to run backward with the football. So you no longer have to really force that issue. My main worry with the Deontay trade was that you weren't going to be able to have somebody who could just run routes, make things happen out of the slot. If Wilson ends up inside or outside, doesn't matter all that much to me. But you wanted to have someone with at least a similar skill set, a similar trajectory, even if they're not identical players, and they're not. So someone like the players that I just mentioned, those guys are out there. You just have to pay the price. What's the price? In all likelihood, you're talking about a top two pick, first round or second round, because that's how those trades happen. A team looks around and realizes it's not about to contend in 2024 and says, we might as well set ourselves up best as possible for the following season and for the future. That can be a Seattle. That can be a Denver. Omar can do this. I keep going back to Omar Khan's initial move and the timing of that move to send Deontay out. It was done in such a way where he didn't have the answers that he needed through the draft. He couldn't have known they'd end up with Wilson in the third round. And he didn't even make it for another wide receiver. He did it for a cornerback. And just the general behavior of a sports executive, especially a smart, forward-thinking one like Omar, he knew he'd have more work to do. So he does all of that. Then, the night before the draft, restructures the Alex Highsmith contract to pick up an additional $7 million, repeating this, on the eve of the draft, when it appeared that teams like the 49ers or whoever might be willing to make a trade right then and there, he makes sure that he has the money available. He's going to get this done. He's going to get this done. When we come back, J1Q. This segment of Daily Shot is brought to you by our good friends at Mike's Beer Bar. They're located on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park. Mike has more than 500 beers on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Stop in and say hello. Tell Mike we sent you. Mike's Beer Bar.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Today's J1Q comes from Jones, who says, DK, the worry that I have with Russell Wilson being in the pole position or being the starter the majority of the year is that for me, that leaves the Steelers with one of two outcomes. Either Wilson plays well and the Steelers can win some playoff games, and in that case, he's undoubtedly going to want high-end quarterback money again, or he plays poorly and you're sitting there wishing you went with Justin Fields from the get-go. Wouldn't you much rather just go with Justin And even if he plays well, you're still dishing out the huge money, but you're doing it to a 25-year-old with his career in front of him, not a 36-year-old with his career behind him. Jones, there are so many layers to what you're asking, and I'm going to strip it all down to the bone because I do not care in the moment, and I might not even care next winter about the 2025 NFL season. Can't state this often enough. Can't state it emphatically enough. This is the year. It doesn't have to be the year, but this is a year that appears to have a better chance of being more significant than years into the future. Part of it is the quarterback scenario that you just laid out yourself. You've got two of them here. You've got two starting NFL quarterbacks here. You can say what you want about either one of them. You know, Wilson's had a little bit of a rough ride his past couple years, still put up some decent numbers. Fields was with Chicago, and he had his own rough ride in a very different way, in a very different stage of his career. But you got two of them. You can't argue that. You've got the offensive line. You've certainly got the makings of one that you've been looking for years now. You've got not one, but you got two running backs. You got not one, but you got two, arguably three, tight ends. We just talked about the wide receivers in the opening segment. That's to be determined, but George Pickens is a nice starting spot. And then, more than anything, you've got that defense. You've got that defense. If they're healthy, you've got TJ Watt healthy, and you've got Cam Hayward, whatever would pass for healthy at this age, and you've got Minka Fitzpatrick getting back to being the best safety in the NFL, Joey Porter Jr., you see where we're going here? Patrick Queen is now, this is when you do it. This is when you do it. So I'm not sitting here making a decision, to go to your question here, that's even remotely influenced by what happens in 2025 and beyond. Not at quarterback, my man. No way. You go with whoever's going to get you somewhere. Now, I'm open-minded on that front. I understand and respect why, by default, it would be Wilson. I hope that the Steelers, in particular Mike Tomlin, are open-minded as well, meaning, let's just be hypothetical here, if Wilson comes into camp and it's just terrible for whatever reason, obviously just making this up, that you wouldn't say, yeah, but you gotta go with Wilson. But the last thing you do is step back if you're Omar Khan and say, yeah, but what does this do for my cap situation a year from now? One goal, one prize, one year. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.